This will be my first opportunity running for State House. It'll be my first official experience in politics per se. I think a lot of my duties and a lot of my activities as a teacher and representing teachers gave me similar type political experiences, but nothing directly as of yet in politics per se.
In terms of your party affiliation, do you stand with a party or are you going independent?
I'm an independent, nonpartisan candidate. That's kind of one of my things that I think I bring to, you know, to this particular campaign. I feel like at the national level and even at the state level to some degree, there has been more of a problem, growing problem with lack of cooperation, lack of people working together. And I feel like I can bring, as a nonpartisan candidate, I can bring a voice from southern Southeast Alaska that's saying, no, you know, this is about the people that I represent. It's not about a political party. And I also think I can be a voice of cooperation and conciliation amongst both parties if and when I reach the State House.
So what exactly is your background professionally?
Professionally, I've been in education. I've been both a principal and a teacher for 31 years, primarily a teacher. So that's my main professional career. I've done a number of things in Southeast Alaska, particularly in my younger years, but even recently, I've worked in the tourist industry just this past summer. I worked at the original Ketchikan Pulp Company going through school, and I had 4 or 5 summers there. I was very fortunate to be able to get my expenses paid for through summer work at Ketchikan Pulp Company. So I've worked in the timber industry. I've worked as a commercial fisherman as a youngster with my dad, who was a commercial fisherman. So I've done a number of things, particularly in the summer times, other than education, but my professional career has been in education.
Now, all of the things that you mentioned are hot-button issues down here in Southeast Alaska. Let's start with timber. There are people who think that we should be moving away from timber as a primary industry in Southeast, and others who think it is still a way to make good money in this part of Alaska. What are your thoughts on Southeast's timber industry?
I think that, you know, it's an obvious resource that can be a potential benefit, an increasing benefit, maybe not ever to the way it was back in the 70s and 80s, but I think that, you know, there's certainly constant and even growing demand for timber-related products, and we have the natural resource here. I see the state, and particularly state-owned lands, as a real potential resource for some further economic development in the timber industry, for sure.
Southeast has very good educational opportunities for its young people. It's known for having good schools. What kinds of things are you looking forward to doing to help out our schools here and our educational programs for our children?
I think one of my things is going to be about message in terms of education. I have some training and some schooling in economics, it's a fundamental reality that the heart of our economy at a national level and here in the local level, it's about your labor, and it's about the quality of your labor, labor force, and if that labor force can increase their productivity through better training, better education, then that's going to make the economy stronger. And so to me, I look at education as not so much an investment in the kids, it's an investment in labor, and it's an investment in what's going to become the backbone of our economy, which is those youth becoming adults and working in the economy. So, you know, that message, I think, has been lost over the years, and I just think that if people begin to look at it that way, there might be more willingness in terms of the legislature and the governor's office and others to take another look at education funding and say, no, we really do need to make this investment because it's an investment we can't afford not to make for the betterment of our economy.
Obviously, fishing is a huge thing down here in Southeast Alaska. And at the recent Southeast Conference, both Ketchikan and Wrangell were highlighted as strong maritime economies. What types of ideas do you have for helping both communities, and not just Ketchikan, in terms of fishing or other maritime industries?
There's no doubt that, you know, in terms of who I'm going to represent here, if I get elected, it's going to be Southern Southeast Alaska, and Wrangell is going to get my attention for sure. And the fishing industry is for sure going to get my attention. You know, I have worked some in the fishing industry. I know a lot of people in the fishing industry. And for me, I'm going to come into this primarily listening in that particular part of the economy and listening to the different fishing groups, the different fishing lobbies that are out there. You know, you've got the trollers, you've got the gill netters, you've got the seiners, and I think, you know, I know people in all those industries, and what I'm going to be doing first is listening to what it is that they feel, ways that they feel the state can assist them in continuing to make fishing, an even better part of our economy. And I just think that obviously fish is going to remain a key element in the world's diet. I don't think that's going away. So then it becomes a matter of making sure that we are doing the things we need to do, making the investments we need to make so that we can keep those fish returns strong and, you know, the fish habitat strong, and making sure that we protect that, you know, that resource, which has been there and will continue to be an important resource in the future.
Something that has come up recently as a point of contention has been mining. There are a lot of resources out there, but there's also a great need to protect the environment. Where do you stand on topics of mining, both up the Stikine River and I know also on Prince of Wales? There have been some proposed mines.
I think it's going to be case-by-case situation for where I stand on any particular mining project, because there's no doubt that economically minerals can be a key part of our economy and probably will be a growing part of our economy. And I'm certainly going to be mindful of and looking for ways that we can take advantage of those resources. That said, it may come down to a particular situation where I feel like maybe those environmental protections aren't completely in place. And, you know, I think that, you know, in that situation, I'm going to have to look at, you know, will this resource development maybe have a negative impact on another resource, fishing, for example. And if that's the case, then I'd be probably more slow to go ahead and give the green light on something like that in terms of my vote. In general, I would say that I'm looking for economic development here, because that's the way families and that's the way the economy of Southeast Alaska is going to, you know, it's going to increase. It's going to be economic development of these different natural resources. So in general, I'm going to be looking for ways to do that.
In Southeast, we are dependent on the Inside Passage and on the water for transportation, as there aren't roads that connect all of the different communities. And yet, transportation can be very expensive among the different communities. Do you have any ideas for that?
This is a big one for me. I look at this job, and I think that my two biggest areas of focus are going to be on transportation and energy. Both of those two things are key issues for our Southern Southeast region, and those are two issues that I'm going to be working real hard at looking for ways to improve the situation in both areas. So in transportation, we are always going to be a water-based, Alaska Marine-based transportation. You know, that's going to be the backbone of our transportation system. And for me, I think it's going to be a process of continuing to emphasize that with state legislators around the state, reminding them that for us, that is our highway system. And I think we need to recommit ourselves as a state towards the Alaska Marine Highway System, because it's not just critical to Southeast Alaska, it's critical to Southwestern Alaska as well. And I just think that, you know, any investments we can make in that is going to be a long-term economic benefit for the entire both regions of Southeast and Southwest. So that's big for me, is transportation.
And you mentioned energy. Diesel is very expensive, and there are options around Southeast for hydro or for wind or for solar. What are your ideas for moving forward with our energy?
I have been talking to people who are involved in SEPA in Ketchikan, as well as I spoke with Mr. Hammer here in Wrangell just the other day, and I'm going into this position or going into this campaign with an understanding of how critical energy is to the economy of of any economy, and particularly here in southern Southeast Alaska, water power is where it is. I look to further educate myself on the needs of the both communities in terms of energy, look to see what the state can do to help provide or at least assist with developing those needs, because again, economic development is all about energy, and it's the backbone. Those two things, energy and transportation, will be the primary focus of me as a legislator if I get to that position.
All right, thank you very much. Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, I just would like to say that I've really enjoyed my last couple of days here in Wrangell. I was here for the high school DDF meet, and the town of Wrangell just did a great job. They've always been good hosts for our different teams that I brought here, and I just really appreciate the town and appreciate the people in the town who are willing to come out and help out, whether it's a cross-country race or a DDF meet. They've always been there, and I really appreciate that.